Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Happy New Year! Okay, it's a strange text to start out with Happy New Year, don't you think? But it is the text for the day. It is the text for the first Sunday of Advent in Year B, which is what we are in. And it is a text of hope, but you really had to listen. Well, this week, when I began thinking about the sermon and the text, I found this great poem that I was going to share about what it means to be in Advent. And then as the week wore on, I realized, nope, not going to do that. Nope, that's not happening. So let's talk about Advent. And then we're going to risk a little bit. Advent, what is it? Advent is a time when we prepare ourselves. It's a season in and of itself. We prepare ourselves. We prepare our lives. We prepare our beings. We prepare everything for the coming of Christ. Now, we're not just preparing for the coming of the baby. We're also preparing for the second coming. That's what the wait, the watch, keep awake, keep alert. We do not know when Jesus will come again. It is a promise, but we do not know. The gospel today is good news. That's what gospel means, good news. The gospel lesson might not think, or you might not appear, or even wonder if it's good news, but it is good news. It's a message of hope to a hopeless people. We need to hear a message of hope, because sometimes I think we're a hopeless people as well. It's also, the gospel is also a risk. If we really and truly follow the gospel, we are risking our very lives. Our very lives. It's really easy to follow along and to be and hear all the easy texts. But Advent is not an easy time. Advent is a time when we need to take a risk. So go back to the fact that I didn't start my sermon with that poem, and I'm not going to preach to you about today about easy things. I'm taking a risk. And it seems a little strange that I'm going to take a risk on this day that I'm going to be installed as your pastor as the covenant continues. But the risk has to happen because the text is there. It is good news, but it is a text of risk. I actually thought that my first risk would be sharing some of my beliefs and opening ourselves up to hear and to be who God is calling us to be. Well, I kind of thought that might be over the lesbian and gay issues that I would continue to talk with you about. But that's not what it's going to be about today. It's about justice, and it's about justice. Racial justice. Ferguson, Missouri has been on my heart and mind for, you've heard me talk about it, but for even more this week as the indictment came out that the police officer was not going to be indicted. They followed their process and that was good. But I want to take a risk because today's text talks about having hope in a hopeless world. And for me, the hope is that the folks in Ferguson and across the United States and even across the world are standing up for injustice. Are standing up for injustice. In Ferguson, yes, it's racial injustice. And yes, even there's anger that is involved there. And I'm not condoning the burning, the looting, and all of that. But there is anger involved when an injustice is not there, when justice is not there and an injustice happens. You see, in Ferguson, Missouri, there has been much racial division for many, many years. Who would have thought in 2014 that there would still be people of a different color that were not treated and are not treated equally like all of us? There's a saying that goes around, that sometimes all we do is look and we don't see the person. We might see the color of their skin. We might see what their sexual orientation is. We might see that they're a little kid or they're a teenager or they're wearing their pants. We don't look at the person. That's doing an injustice if we don't look at the person. The text today is about keeping awake, about preparing, about waiting, opening ourselves up for Jesus' second coming. It's a risk. And it's not a risk that just I take. It's a risk that we all take. You see, there's a lot about white privilege that we don't even think about. Because if we look around, the color of our skin in this place is white. There's a lot that has been on Facebook and all around the world and different things that I've read. And actually, for me, there's an overwhelming grief that we are still, in 2014, not treating people equally. That's the grief. The gospel tells us that we are to treat one another equally and with respect, and that's not happening. Black lives do matter. Children's lives do matter. Young adults do matter. People of any shape, size, it doesn't matter. Matter. And as the church, the good news is that we are the leading edge of sharing that. God does not abandon us ever. God is always with us. That's what this apocalyptic text is about. God is there. God does not abandon us. It's a message of hope to those feeling hopeless. As I watch some of my colleagues pray with the police officers, pray with the protesters as they're there protesting themselves, that's a message of hope in a hopeless world when we feel hopeless. God holds us all. That's what it means to keep awake, to be prepared, to open ourselves. So my question to you this day, with this radical text that we have of good news, what do you risk this Advent? What do you risk this Advent? I no longer can keep silent on the message of good news and justice. What do you risk? Because the message that we have is if we don't follow and risk ourselves, we become complacent. So today, I invite you to risk the good news, to keep awake, to be prepared, and to open yourselves up to hear and be God's people in this world in which we live. Thanks be to God that we can do that. Hope. 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 Amen.